news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Lee Champion, and welcome to episode number 2 of Freaks and Geeks, and Freaks and Effing Geeks, or fucking Geeks, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rage, the creator.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
We got a lot of shit to talk about tonight.
A little too much shit to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. So much so to talk about tonight. So let's get right into it. We do pop culture show, and it's, you know, we may touch on wrestling related things, but I just got to say that believe that. That's all I'm going to say. My man pulled an Undertaker and went over the top rope. Fuck you, Rage.
Man, fuck that. It's not as interesting as Undertaker doing it. Fuck him.
Okay, he pulled an Undertaker though.
I'll give him his props. That spear was fucking, that was amazing.
Okay.
That looked like it hurt.
But him going over the top rope was nice.
Yeah, not as interesting as Undertaker doing it.
Talk about mentioning Raw. Because Raw was, you were almost thought about ditching the show tonight.
I ain't thought about ditching it. I could have made it home and right at showtime. So nah, it's not about ditching it.
You know,
I'm a bus ride down there and a bus ride back.
Okay, but you wouldn't have made it because the show just went off 5 minutes ago. You wouldn't have made it back in time.
But bus ride ain't that long though.
It's 5 minutes. You really think that the show was going to be over? You were going to walk out of a crowded arena to the bus stop, wait on the bus stop, and do all that. You say some stupid shit sometimes. You know what? I will say this, though. That Paul Heyman promo, I missed the first 30 seconds. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
I wish, you know what? I got to get the audio for that. That dude, oh my.
Heyman tonight proved that he is God.
But you don't believe
that shit?
Huh? Anyway, go ahead.
I believe in Paul Heyman. That is my God right there.
But I believe in wrong.
My God. I don't believe in that potato personality liking odd motherfucker.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, well, you know what? I'll say this. You heard Paul Heyman put Roman Reigns over, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, then. Look.
But that's a common Paul Heyman tactic.
You know there's a dark match you want on.
Would
have skipped that and just came on home?
I wouldn't have cared. Who the hell would have been in the dark match? Bo Dallas? Maybe.
All I know is this. I talked to you at like 7-something, and you're telling me I'm considering going to Raw.
Really thought about it.
Yeah, I would have liked a lot of extra notice.
I mean, like, I know. I'm sorry. But, I mean, I have the Ticketmaster app. I could have just bought the damn thing on my phone and just scanned. They could have scanned my ticket with my phone. So, but yeah, I chose not to go tonight because this show is more important.
That motherfucker, he was leaning on every damn body. He got on Jersey as a whole. He talked about the people running the audio,
which is fine. He can rag on Jersey. I can accept that, but I ain't gonna take Seth Rollins ragging on Jersey. He can go fuck himself.
Whatever. Look, that the thing was, that goes to show you that he's able to improvise. He's able to. Paul Heyman was able to take anybody else. Probably, I'm not gonna say anybody else, but some may have choked or been like, "Wow, what do I do?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
But he went right along with it, banging the mic, his mannerisms, everything. As always, gold. You know, I can listen to him all day long. I can listen to him all day long talk. I can listen to Jim Cornette rant all day long. So those are the things. But you know what? If we got time, let's hear the audio.
Let's hear from God.
We'll be anywhere he damn well pleases after WrestleMania, and he will be there as the undisputed WWE heavyweight champion of the world, because my client Brock Lesnar will be the champion as long as he damn well pleases. Believe.
Oh, you fucked with him now.
Obviously, our sound guy is from New Jersey. Believe that. See, that's your problem. You always buy into these fantasies. At WWE Fastlane, you bought into the fantasy of Daniel Bryan, the ultimate underdog. Oh, you had your hopes and your dreams and your fantasies pinned on Daniel Bryan, but deep down, you didn't believe that. Because if Daniel Bryan ever came up against my client, Daniel Bryan would be squished like a cockroach under the boot of Brock Lesnar. And now we have Roman Reigns. Would somebody like to give me a microphone that works? It's about time you did something right. Now! Ooh! Don't give me an ooh! I'll tell you an ooh! Here's an ooh for me! An ooh is that everyone's buying into this whole thing with Roman Reigns. Oh, we believe that. You expect Roman Reigns to win. You think Roman Reigns is going to win. They have ordered all the confetti. They have ordered all the pyro. God is going to open up the heavens and shine down on WrestleMania. It's already booked by God himself. Why? Because we all believe that. You know who else believes that? Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, The Rock, Triple H, and John Cena. Last week, I said Roman Reigns against any one of them in their prime. Did Sammartino dispute me? No. Did Triple H dispute me? No. Cena, Austin, I know I left out Andre because he's dead, stupid. Not one man sent out a tweet, a Facebook post. Not one man disputed me. Why? Because Sammartino on down the line believes that. That locker room back there, Roman Reigns walks down the locker room. They all walk to the side. Why? Because he's not some baby-kissing, autograph-signing hero. No, he's a badass Samoan with a chip on his shoulder. And they believe that. You know why? Because that chip comes from the fact that Roman Reigns cannot beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. WrestleMania goes down one of two ways. One, I bet you thought I was going to use the other finger, didn't you? One, Brock Lesnar takes Roman Reigns apart. He viciously, violently, sadistically beats him down the same way he did John Cena at SummerSlam and at the Royal Rumble. Two, Brock Lesnar simply Ronda Rouseys your ass. Everyone seems to believe that. Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, you're going to get your ass beat by Brock Lesnar. You're going to get beat by Brock Lesnar. You're going to get beat up by Brock Lesnar. You're going to get hurt by Brock Lesnar. You're going to get embarrassed by Brock Lesnar. You're going to be emasculated by Brock Lesnar. You're going to be conquered. 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 By Brock Lesnar.
That motherfucker was preaching.
A fucking man.
Oh my God. You
preach. Oh. I love when he said Brock Lesnar simply Ronda Rousey's your ass. Oh, I love that he said that.
They had church in Newark. believe that. They
had believe that shit.
Newark tonight.
Oh my God.
He said,
if he doesn't get into the Hall of Fame simply on that promo alone. Oh God.
He said, God has ordained this match. And he came forth and brought forth a word tonight. Oh my God. Mm.
And we all said amen.
Oh, boy. Did you hear him rebuke the one?
Because
he's dead.
Oh, my good Heyman, boy. Anyway, let me move on because, boy, they were blessed that night. Y'all got something tonight there.
Oh, my God.
Are you a bus ride away? I can't even blame you if you went to hear that because hear it again. Oh, he brought forth the word indeed. Indeed. Anyway, let's move along. I just can't. I can't. Oh, my goodness. You know, let's the wrestling. I what you been up to? Let's see what you been up to. What you been up to?
Not really. I mean, today I had to go get fingerprinted because, you know, for the 10-year background, that's what the job asked for. I got to go to get a 10-year background check on me.
I thought you did that already.
No, I had to reschedule that because they didn't tell me exactly where in the airport I was supposed to go, so I rescheduled for Monday.
Oh, God.
So I went in for Monday. And, you know, I did all this shit, so now it's a waiting period, so I'll pretty much get that damn job.
Okay, well, I also had an interview today, and I'm pretty sure I got this one. You know, I'm just waiting. You know, I'm about to make some moves, big moves, good moves, good moves. I hung out with my cousin.
Shut up, boy.
Went to his house, and well, last night it was a lot of ice here, a lot of ice. But he invited me over. For those that don't know, Mofo Magic, that is my cousin, and we watched. Our friend Colin, we call him the Black AJ Styles. He wrestles for MCW. We watched the ROH pay-per-view, and we just had fun. It was nice time and everything. But it was a couple of things that stood out on that pay-per-view. One of them was a promo that Jay Lethal cut, and I don't know if you caught on to what he said in that promo.
I heard what he was saying. I didn't really like. I should have paid a whole lot more attention because I rewatched it.
Oh, so you didn't hear him throw shade at CM Punk?
No.
Oh, talk about how CM Punk had his leftovers.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. I heard that. I was like, whoa.
Jay Lethal is doing his best work right now in ROH.
I totally agree.
Best work of his career right now in ROH. Rage, you give me his age. How old is Jamar Shipman?
He's got to be 21 or 22.
No. He's about 25, 25.
He's 25 years old? Damn.
Yeah, and he's right there from Jersey.
Yeah, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
He's from Jersey. Now, he is doing his best work right now. Best work. And I was kind of concerned because when he left, when he came back to ROH, he was a face, and all signs led to him getting turned on. He was a TV champion, still having good matches, but he just was okay, you know, and then he had the little program with Kevin Steen, now known as Kevin Owens, and he didn't win. And I was like, there's nothing left for him to do. I'm like, he needs to do something or just, you know, somehow get him in a world title picture or something. But he didn't seem like he was ready. As soon as he turned heel, oh my, this dude is amazing.
Oh, right? Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of the pay-per-view?
I thought it was really good. I enjoyed pretty much all of it. I mean, of course, my favorite match of the night was the Young Bucks against Red Dragon. I know.
You told me your little dick got hard again, didn't it? Watch that match. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. That was a fantastic tag team match. It really was. I mean,
the main event. It was like the eighth time they wrestled. It was cool. I mean, but they're cool. Okay.
But
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it was a good match. I'm not taking that away at all.
I enjoyed the pay-per-view. That's all I'm going to say. But I just want to throw out one thing. when it comes down to me and my relationship with ROH, let's put it this way. I don't know a whole, I don't know anything about ROH, really. So, just because I am now watching ROH does not mean I am a, like, I'm an expert on it. And I'm not an expert on ROH. But, you know, I just can't stand it when you have these super fanboys. These super, super fanboys that, you know, they are more experienced than me. And, you know, they're calling me out because they think I know everything about this one particular promotion, when in all reality, I don't. I'm learning about ROH just as much as I'm starting to really learn about NXT. I mean, the person who introduced me to ROH is Lee, and I'm learning a lot from him. So I just want to set that record straight. I don't know shit about ROH, and I'm learning every day about learning more about it every day. So
take it one day at a time. There's a lot out there, you know what I'm saying? But just put forth the effort. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at, I don't know why I click on these things. This is 20 porn stars without makeup, and they all look like zombies from The Walking Dead. Like,
who's on that list? You don't think two of my favorites are on
stores. I sent it to you on the book. Yeah, you ain't.
I should have. I know, but still, I hope two of my favorites aren't on that list.
Possibly, go check it out. Some of them don't look half bad. Some of them there. Well, you know, so I thought the pay per view was pretty decent. The main event I thought was kind of all over the place, but it is what it is, and it ended up how it was. But I want to say there was a huge return last night, but we all knew it was happening. And he's going to be here next Saturday. And that man was Samoa Joe. He came out looking like a cab driver.
No, he didn't.
He did. His gear was just so plain. Like, he just came out like a fan.
What was he supposed to be dressed in?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. But, I mean, just something more than that. I mean, he came out looking like a...
Was he supposed to be dressed in, like, leaves and Samoan face paint?
No, not at all. I'm glad that he's not doing that. I hate when they do that to wrestlers. Like, you know, put them in those... I don't like that. But he just came out and... You know how Michael Jackson had all that money, but he would dress with, like, a simple t-shirt and jeans and penny loafers and stuff like that? And it was like, you got all that damn money, and you got, like, a damn JCPenney shirt with a Hanes t-shirt underneath. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A pair of you know what I'm saying, black pants and some penny loafers, Michael? Come on. And that's what Samoa Joe came out with. I mean, he just looked like... I can't really explain. I'm not knocking it. He just said, hey, whatever. I wanted to... We get together and we plan some stuff for the show and we go through stuff and we end up tripping while we while we looking up this stuff, right? Mm. So I just found out. Let's go to this one first. So today we're looking for stuff and we're going through and this, that, and the other. And right now they're showing a WWE Network Booker T documentary.
Yeah. Striving for greatness, some shit like that.
Okay, so Rage, get it ready, okay? Get it ready. Yeah. So what happened was I'm on Facebook and the WWE had just posted it. It said like 6 minutes in, they had just posted it. And I saw where it said WWE, but I'm talking to Rage. And then I'm looking at this photo and I'm like, what is this? What did I click on? Then I look back and saw WWE again and I read it. So you know how like before you press a video, they'll have an image there before you press a little play button in the middle.
Yes, screenshot of it.
Okay, so you got the screenshot. Let me get it so I can put it in the chat. I'm going to put it in the chat. This image, where'd you put it? Where'd you put it? Did you put it in Skype or did you put it in the chat?
I put it in, I'm about to give it to you in Skype, but...
All right, and I'll put it in the chat.
They had an
image of inmates chained together.
And niggas in chains. Let's put it that way. Let's not sugarcoat it. Niggas in chains.
I guess if one of them pulls up in Booker T, I can see if they showed his mugshot. But to put four black dudes chained in their army jumpsuit, and it says WWE Network, they all have their heads hung down. And I mean, chained hand. Only thing that was different was the fact they had shirts on their back and it wasn't a boat behind them.
Exactly.
And that's what they decided. Whoever put that video up, should have known better. You mean to tell me? I was just, I couldn't believe that. You got the picture.
Just give me 1 second.
Sorry, I will find that picture and put it up. But yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It was just like, like you just like, I'm just like, you showed me this, and it's just like, this is so like, people say WWE is a racist, like bullshit. They are. Look at this.
My mouth dropped.
Here it is. I got it.
All right, give it here. And I'll put it in the chat. Whoever's in the chat can see. This is, and if you're looking for it, like you're not live and you want to go back, if it's still up in the chat, go to 11:36.
Oh, March 2nd. Got it. Shit, I'm about to. I should post this in the group page. I should tweet this to WWE.
Put it in the group page too.
Okay.
So everybody can see it. But yeah, go to the group page and put it in Skype, and I'll go ahead and put it on over. But it was ridiculous. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at this thing now. Yo, craziness.
To sit up there in chains.
And this is WWE Network shared a video. And I didn't know if I was watching Penitentiary 3 or if I was watching
Oz.
Oz. They know better. I mean, fresh off the heels of Black History Month. This is the stunt that WWE pulls.
They don't give a damn. They don't care about black people. Of course they. It's obvious they don't care about black people.
All right, Kanye. Where's the photo?
I'm trying. My computer is slow.
All right. Meanwhile, while you're doing that, all right, I want to say this. Still sticking with the wrestling thing. I have an issue. I know a lot of people get upset about, you know, they don't have a problem, rather, with women in wrestling, women wrestling men. And that's something I don't like. I don't like. One of the most disgusting things I saw from back in the day, and a lot of people may disagree, was during the Attitude Era, I'll never forget, it was hot lesbian action. And then 3-Minute Warning came out and beat them down. I didn't like that. I was disgusted by it. I didn't like PWG has done some stuff with Candice LeRae where she's gotten like the Young Bucks had cleats with thumbtacks on them and they super kicked her in the face. You know, I've seen this stuff. I don't like it. So, of course, leave it to where else do can you find some of the most craziest stuff online? World Star. All right, so, and I will put this in the chat. This dude went way overboard on what he did to this lady in this match. And I did put it, I put it in Skype, so, Rage, you can look at it. And I just put it in the group page. This dude went way overboard. He hit her with a chair. What else did he do? Not only did he
power bombed him, and he power bombed her into the damn corner, hard as hell, and then you know pinned him as like he was like on top of her, like straight up on top of her.
Yeah, he like fuck pinned her. But you know what I blame that shit on? 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Now, bitches want to get their ass beat. They want to get dominated, thrashed because of that movie.
You know what? True.
She's probably okay with it.
They want their asses beat. They want to get beat by belts and shit now. They want that.
They want that shit. Like, I mean, it comes down to, like, even, like, in different porns and shit where you get dudes who are, like, slapping a woman in the face and, like, pulling that, like, punching her and that shit's crazy.
Nah, I'm punching her and fucking spitting on her.
That's going too far. But what he did to this lady in this match, I'd have walked out. I'd have walked out of that wrestling event.
I agree.
I would have walked out. There's no way I would have stayed in there the way he... I mean, it was just disgusting. I'm going to look at this right now. Look, so he gets the chair, and she's on her knees, right? And he takes it, and bam! I mean, straight up unprotected headshot. Picks her up, he power bombs her. I mean, he didn't just power bomb her. He razor's edged her into the turnbuckle, dragged her out, and pinned her. That was and you see some people in the crowd and like they can't believe. Her name's Kimberly. I've heard her name before. Kimberly is her name, and she went against some guy named Chuck Dickinson. Beyond Wrestling's this was disgusting. This was a disgusting match. Whatever it was, it didn't finish, whatever. It was disgusting. And you know, I'm not a fan of women in fighting men in wrestling.
The intergender matches, I don't really.
ODB had, she went against Maria Kanellis last night at ROH pay-per-view, and she was smacking her in her implants. Now, you laugh, but.
Bet she could laugh. Break.
But yeah, it could rupture. Yo, that's gone too far, dude. Too far.
In the
group page. And yeah, he overdid it. Male wrestler destroys female opponent. He destroyed her. And that was disgusting. So, yeah, I know some folks stay into all of that. But I'm
sick, man. Fuck. People are sick. I mean, it's no wonder, you know, it's outlawed in wrestling now. All this, intergender matches. That's why you don't see so many of them anymore. Is that they go over that line and people get pissed.
That's someone's daughter. That's just disgusting. All right. But anyway, that Booker T document, I mean, it's just some crazy stuff in wrestling. And we weren't even looking for that. You know what I'm saying? The amazing thing is that, like, you know, people don't have problems when women get beat up like that. Lifetime does. The Wii Channel does. Maybe NFL and the sports they do. But otherwise, they ignore it in wrestling. They ignore it and stuff like that. But you know when what really, really, really will set people off? If you mess with their pets. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about me. But
oh, yeah.
My dog, your dog, a stray dog.
Especially the dogs.
Oh, Michael.
But you know what? No. Not even especially. It's only the dogs. People don't give a fuck about a cat.
But
people don't give a. I'm a cat fan saying, I'm a cat person saying this. People don't give a fuck about
cats
will have a fucking pencil going through its eye. They don't give a fuck. But if a dog just so happens to have a broken leg, we're having a fucking tribunal. We're having a prayer tribunal for the fucking dog. We're sitting here praying for the dog to get better, and we're taking donations for the medical bill for the vet. We give more of a fuck about a dog than we do about a cat, and it's bullshit to me.
Well,
and that's why I hate dogs so much.
Cats are sneakier. They're able to get their cats are
so trying. But they're more quiet. They're more quiet animals.
It's funny, but their actions show it. They will talk themselves out of a situation or work themselves out of it. Where a dog is like up in your face. But think about it. Think about all the shit that. You can have a football player that murdered somebody, did something or anything crazy, a person, they'll forgive that. A lot of football fans, if they love you enough, they'll look past all of your faults and they'll forgive you. But somebody like Michael Vick, oh, they'll throw his ass to the fucking Kraken. I mean, they don't care if he ever lives again because, I mean, what goes on his life because of what his association with those dogs. And it's sad, but I've said it before. I think I shared it with Lex. And I shared it with you today, and the reason I have sympathy for Michael Vick is because, you know, I was looking at how old Michael Vick was, and I was thinking back, I don't know where the thought came from, but it just hit me. This ain't something I heard, just something that just hit me. So I was thinking about what happens when people do that with those pets and those, you know, cockfights and those pit bulls and stuff fighting. And I was thinking back of, you know, Michael Vick, he grew up during a time, I know, in 97, one of the most popular cartoons came on TV. And I blame Pokemon for this. I really do. I want to blame Pokemon for what happened with Michael Vick because, you know, Michael Vick was probably in elementary school, middle school when Pokemon came out. I'll probably say middle school or something like that. And, you know, that show was about exactly what Michael Vick did. The exact same thing. Here you have these people that go around and they want something from another person. So they employ these animals to go out there and fight their battles for them until they're unconscious, until they can't fight anymore. They enslave these animals, trap them in these Pokeballs, and then they send them out to go get and do their bidding. You know, that's what Michael Vick did. And, you know, they want to crucify this man for that. But they sit up there with these Pokemon cards and video games and stuff, and they're teaching these children the same exact thing. So you know what? 20 years from now, when you have all these people around here hollering, I choose you, and throwing fucking cats and dogs, iguanas and shit down the street. Don't get upset, because Pokemon did that shit. So I don't think that blame should be on Michael Vick for that. You're playing Pokemon. That's what I think. What do you think? Are you there, Rage?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, jerking off. So you mute yourself, right?
No, I didn't mute myself. I don't know what's going on. But you know, as I'm hearing this come out of his mouth, are you smacking?
Well, that's what I thought you were doing.
No, that was not what I was doing.
Okay.
But I'm just mind blown at this, at the shit that he was saying. But oddly enough, he makes a point. He kind of makes a point, and it kind of makes me feel guilty.
Rage, get it together. We don't want to hear that on the air.
It just makes me feel guilty.
Rage.
Yeah,
that's right. Meet yourself again. Don't want to hear you beat your dick.
I wasn't beating it. What are you? I wasn't doing anything. What are you talking about?
Oh my god!
All right, Rage.
Oh, you disgust me. Disgust me.
Oh my god. You know what? I suggest people need to stop letting their children watch Pokemon. I'm not letting mine watch it. I'll let him watch a healthy superhero. Somebody like Batman. The person. You know, but he's got to watch. I'm going to take him straight to it, though. I'm going to let him watch, like, real, like, Christian Bale Batman. Only thing I didn't like about Christian Bale Batman mostly was, well, I can name a couple of things I didn't like. His voice. Oh my gosh. It was horrible. It was horrible. It sounded like he had like bronchitis. It sounded like he had like strep throat. I don't know, man. It was just crazy. I am the creature of the night.
Wait, so let me ask you something.
You are all over the place tonight. Ask your question. I'm talking about Batman.
I'm trying, but so seriously. So does like Yu-Gi-Oh apply to this thing, this theory of yours?
Yu-Gi-Oh deal with demons and pyramids and shit. I know.
Oh my god.
We're talking Pokemon because Pokemon employs these animals straight up like turtles and frogs and then it shows how these beasts, these animals become, you know, these vicious creatures because they evolve into something more bigger and more vicious. Hey, that's what it is. They have a fucking ice cream Pokemon.
What's wrong with that?
And they have a Pokemon called Licky Licky with this.
What's wrong with that?
Tongue sticking out his mouth.
So what? They have an ice cream Pokemon.
They got a transvestite Pokemon.
So,
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Pokemon is up to some. They on some other shit. That's all I'm saying. That's why you should watch Batman. Because you know what, Batman. I am the night,
man. I don't fucking believe in Batman. I don't even like Batman, really.
Can you imagine if Batman... they've overpowered Batman so much in the comics. I know you don't read comics, but they've overpowered him. And Batman is... And contrary to what a lot of people believe, Batman is a man.
Not okay? A superhero.
He's a man. He's a vigilante, a detective. He may even have genius intellect, but he ain't have no superpowers.
A rich bastard with you know, weapons.
His superpower might just simply be the fact that he is Batman. Can you imagine Batman, like, and Batman owns almost everybody. Look, take that, like, Batman come out. I am the knight. He comes up, Alfred.
I'm ready, Batman.
Ready to Batmobile, Alfred. Yes, master. He's like,
Alfred, why are the lights out in the Batcave? I'm
it
Batman,
appears,
bitch.
It appears that Superman has taken over.
I'll be in 1 minute. I'll set his ass straight.
But you're no Superman, Batman.
That's right, Alfred. I'm the fucking Batman.
Oh my god.
I'm the fucking Batman, bitch. I'm the fucking Batman.
That shit be crazy.
Yo. I owe you, Alfred.
Oh my gosh.
I owe you.
Alfred. Yo. Oh, Batman, yo, is straight up, like, the shit, yo. I mean, like, Batman is, he, you know, because Batman's an asshole. He's
kind of is.
Big, no, he ain't no kind of. Batman is an asshole. Okay? He is an asshole, is what he is. That's what it's called. when you do the things that he does, that's exactly what it's called. He's an asshole. When you treat people around you the way you do because you think your shit don't stink, that's what it's called, an asshole. I am the knight. I'm the fucking bad man. I mean, you know what? That's what they need. Somebody needs that gimmick, yo. I'm the fucking Batman.
I could only so made it see.
Work with his voice, though.
I'm trying to think of who would be good for that. I think it would be Wade Barrett.
Oh, no, that was his accent. Get Dean Ambrose. He played the Joker, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck can we get? I don't know. Somebody needs that shit with the voice and everything. Sandow probably could pull that shit off.
He probably could, yeah. He's got well.
Alfred, I need 4 cc's of the strongest coagulant you have. I've been injected by something. Master Bruce, there's no way you can survive it. Fuck you, Alfred. I'm the Batman.
I'm gonna get into something I really wanted to talk about on this show, and
Is this something coming later, or because we still got trending to do? We still got to talk about.
This is one of the trending topics.
Because we got to talk about your girl who made that comment about somebody.
We'll get into that in a minute. But let's get into Sam's. Let's talk about Sam's. And if you don't know who Sam's is, his real name is Jermaine Hopkins. Or
for those that watch Juice, his name he's Steel, and he's also Sam's, not Michael Sam, but Sam's with an S. You know, Fair Eastside.
So, Sam's, a couple of days ago, gets busted with 200 pounds, actually, of marijuana. He's in jail right now, as we speak, and he's awaiting trial.
200 what?
200 pounds of marijuana.
Okay, so you want to talk about Sam's, and it's only story because Sam. But how about in San Diego? They said some people tried to get over the border with how many tons of marijuana was it?
Did you say 15 tons?
15 tons of weed caught at the border. Now, keep in mind, they never said which way it was coming in or if it was going out. They just said 15 tons in San Diego.
And that's where I got a problem because, you know, San Diego's in California, and last I heard, weed is legal in California.
Okay, is it medicinal, medical marijuana, or is it just straight up people can just go around smoking what they want to smoke? Because I doubt that.
Isn't it? I mean...
No, Rage, there's a difference. And also, you got to realize that there's also... A lot of people don't know this.
Yeah, there's a difference, but, you know...
You just can't do it. You can have it if you have, you can go get it if you need it for medical purposes, pop, but nobody's just walking around just smoking weed in front of a cop.
My God.
It doesn't work that way. You need to do your due diligence. Again, like I said, there are state and federal laws, and some things are state law, but they're still federal. It's against the law.
I just don't think he should have been busted.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Well, they should have been busted. I mean, Sam's, on the other hand, you know, he should have jumped, but...
Yeah, if he jumped, though, that shit would happen.
He should have jumped.
I tell you, these damn videos... Didn't some shit go down with McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's recalled over 1 million chicken nuggets. And now, I'm here to announce that for the next 6 months, I'm not eating McDonald's. Earlier this afternoon.
So what happens when the 6 months are up? Is something magically going to happen that's going to...
I'm gonna review the situation. I'm gonna do a little bit of research.
Stupid.
And if it looks clean, I'll touch it. But no.
If it looks clean,
if I hear nothing more, then maybe I'll eat a chicken nugget.
That's just ignorant. Like Michael Jackson. But that's ignorant. That's ignorant.
It's not ignorant.
That's completely ignorant. No, it is ignorant. Because, why are you going to... It makes no sense that you... 6 months. You're going to set some time frame on you not eating McDonald's. Like, whatever the problem is going to be alleviated in 6 months. This ain't something that just started yesterday. Whatever it is, you've already put it into your system. You need a detox because you're full of shit.
Absolutely, Double A. I'm going to ask them to inspect the nuggets before I pay for it. You damn right I will.
Well, I'll say this. There's been a guy who's been doing videos where he's going out to debunk all of these myths, takes they call myths about chicken nuggets, and they've all go on the YouTube.
McDonald's pay these people to do it.
They pay these people to go around. This guy walks around. He's like, you know, everyone wants to know if these nuggets are real. Is it pink slime? And then they show this person, or if the eggs are real eggs and all this other stuff. I just thank God that I worked at Burger King and I didn't become one of those thugs, hooligans, or miscreants that had to work at McDonald's. Because, you know, McDonald's would have took me straight to the pen. But Burger King taught me discipline, taught me respect. Part of who I am today, I owe to that crazy ass clown. Well, you know what I'm saying? Not hiring me and me having to go over to the king. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. You know, fuck McDonald's. And if I never go on one again, I'll be just okay. So I want to talk about this lady that opened her mouth, the cancer lady.
Her name would be Jillian Radich, her name is.
What'd this bitch say?
So apparently she went on Fashion Police on E! And said that Zendaya's dreads looked like they smelled.
Who is Zendaya?
Zendaya is a R&B pop singer. And she said that her her dreads looked like they smelled like weed or something like that.
So last week we had a lady talk about jigaboos. And they just
Juliana Radich.
Fucking with black folks.
And I'm sorry, she doesn't even look like, if you look at Juliana Radich, she kind of looks black, so I don't know if she's white or, but it just, it's ridiculous. Why she had to point out, I mean, why she had to, you know, throw Zendaya, you know, this upstart on the other the bus is beyond me.
ESPN. Yeah,
she said that I feel that she smells like patchouli oil or weed.
Patchouli
oil or weed.
Oh, weed. Oh, God.
Only a bitch on E would say something like that.
And if you're in North Carolina,
she still got her job. Like she's still on TV. She hasn't been suspended or nothing.
Of course she don't. And you know why? Paul Mooney said it best. Why?
the complexion for the protection of the collection.
Complexion for the protection of the collection. Her skin protects her. She ain't gonna lose her job.
She got that color. She's. Ridiculous.
She ain't gonna lose her job, and she knows that's why she said it. She said that, and you know what? She has sympathy because she just had cancer, and she just had that kid. She's fine. I wish I was in North Carolina because evidently, I don't know when this happened, but Interstate 95 in North Carolina was armed robbers stole some gold worth $4 million from a truck.
Wow,
where they gonna sell that shit?
Oh, you gotta get it how you get it. Because it ain't like the white man's giving it to you.
Look, you know what? This is the thing that's getting me now. I'm not a huge Star Trek fan. I know there's some people who love, like, they really learn Klingon and all this other stuff. But evidently it's this thing now where people are wanting, in Canada, they're drawing pictures of Spock on their $5 bills, and it's this big thing about, is it illegal or not, or can they do it? And they're saying it's not illegal, and they can do it if they want to do it. It's called Spocking $5 bills, and the Bank of Canada says it's not illegal. Come the fuck on. Let this man rest.
Get over it. Let this man rest. And I agree. It's ridiculous. It's like Star Trek and Star Wars has like now become a religion. People worship Star Wars, more specifically, you know, Dr. Spock. And of course, I wouldn't know about it. I'm not a fan of either or, but I think the fandom for these sort of like franchises is going a little overboard. Totally overboard.
Well, people have been into worse things. It's just the fact of, you know, you got this select few that do this crazy shit, like drawing on money, and they want to just stupid shit. Who did Sarah Gilbert play on Roseanne? Darlene, right?
Yeah.
Well, her and her wife somehow welcomed a baby boy.
Oh, please. Okay, what am I supposed to do? Congratulate?
No, I'm just saying. You know, they finally got a child, so congratulations. I'll do
here's
it.
Here's something I want to talk about. So, I saw a video earlier today of a 7-year-old working the pole. I kid you not. I'll even show it to you. I'll show it to everybody.
That's nasty. Don't show me. I got a 7-year-old daughter. I don't want to see that shit.
You don't want to see that? Okay, cool.
No.
But
that's just that's trife.
It is.
I showed you that video last week where the dude was he put the girl on the floor for a birthday and starts screwing her, like telling her he's with her clothes on and 6-year-old.
Where are the parents? And it's black kids.
They were the parents.
Wrong question. And where's the parenting at? Parenting?
Well, you got babies having babies.
And it's mostly it's always the black parents.
It ain't
black,
always. Don't generalize.
It's kind of all. It's mostly that.
Can't be kind of always. That's an oxymoron. It can't be both.
It's mostly that.
What's your excuse for how you turned out?
Hey, you're fucked. I turned out. Hey, I know I'm fucked up, but hey, compare me to.
Who do you blame for that?
I don't blame anybody.
Complain, right?
But compare me to my sister, and I definitely turned out all right.
Of course you would say that. She's not here to defend herself.
Of course I turned out all right. I turned out.
Okay. I mean,
what the hell is she going to say? She's going to say the same old shit that a normal black teenager would say.
She older or younger?
Younger.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought she was older. Okay. So you're the older brother, huh?
Yep.
Shit.
What's that supposed to mean?
Who was the lady who showed up at ROH last night that looked like Bailey?
She is an MMA fighter. She's a UFC fighter. She was on the Ultimate Fighter season with Ronda Rousey and Misha. Gotta find the name.
What's worse than in MMA, these women fighting these men, and these women in these MMA fights? I don't. What, Ronda Rousey and who else?
And
they're gonna regret this shit later.
When that she beat in 14 seconds, Kazangano. Yeah.
They're gonna regret this shit when they start getting cauliflower ear and all that other shit. They're gonna regret it. They're gonna regret it when it's later on and it's some. Let me tell you something, and I'm gonna say this. So this might be one of the most unpopular things that I'll ever say. People were not created equal. It's one thing to have equal rights.
Yeah.
Okay, you can have equal rights in certain things, just basic human rights on how you're treated as any other. But as far as, no, there are some people that genetically, they don't have to do shit. And they look like gods and goddesses. You know, some people can run fast as I don't know what. Some people are just slow. Some people are bigger. Some people are smaller. Some short, some taller. No, everybody was not created equally when it comes to that. There's a difference between male and female. Women should not be taking different hits and shots and stuff like that, all in the chest, in their abdominal area. You know what I'm saying? I mean, next you're going to have women that want to be in the NFL and all this other stuff. No.
There's already the LFL. Or is that out of business?
That's lingerie league, isn't it? Isn't that like flag?
Lingerie football league. No, that is tackle football.
That's for men, though. Only thing missing from that is mud. That's okay. Come on, let's be real. That's for dudes to watch.
I'm looking at a tattoo of Dennis Rodman, and he's got this girl eating her own pussy.
That's his tattoo?
On his back, and it's a big one.
Oh, God.
You want to see it?
No, yeah, go ahead. I want to see it.
It's
You know what these women, like, none of them have been. Okay, so which one of them was in the Expendables movie?
Ronda Rousey.
What did she do to deserve her to be in that movie?
She became UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion. Oh.
So they put her
don't
in
talk shit about Ronda Rousey, yo. Don't do it. Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
I will. I will. I absolutely will. Because what is that? Oh.
Ronda Rousey's sexy, and she's the baddest motherfucker in the UFC right now.
I don't care. I wouldn't say she's the baddest in the UFC, but she's the baddest woman. Well, like, I'll say this. These women, if they had to put her in... If they had to put her in... I can see even if they put somebody like Michelle Rodriguez in there, who's been in Girl Fight, who's been in... I can see if they put Angelina in there.
Even though she can't fight, really?
Well, no. I'm not talking about in those... I mean, they'll fix it up for her. Look, it's still a... Booking her as Cleopatra, that's a whole different story all in itself, and I'll get to that in a second. Speaking of Angelina being Cleopatra, and speaking of her name, Michelle Rodriguez, and the shit she said. But it'd be more believable if you had someone in these movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, think about the movie Salt and some of those movies. If they had someone like Ronda Rousey or somebody like Gina Carano, say those movies, they could really build a franchise around them with that.
Especially Gina.
Yeah, they could build a franchise.
You saw how good she was in Haywire?
I didn't see Haywire.
Oh, you gotta see Haywire, man.
But you mean tell me after all these years in the past, they couldn't find out one person that could have... Because I think if... what's his name? Was it Charles Bronson that played Death Wish? And they had like 20 of those Death Wish movies? If they were expendable, if he was still alive, he would have been in that movie for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is like they don't. You mean tell me they don't have it? They don't have any woman that could have been in those movies, those Expendable movies. They got to put like because she's a UFC champion, which has nothing to do with action, the action movie genre. To put in there, come on, whatever. Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was her first acting gig, and she did pretty well for it.
Start creating roles for these women who are badass, and stop giving them to Angelina Jolie, who, you know what I'm saying? I mean. She's not gonna do that. And
you know, there are a lot of people that I'm surprised were not in any of the Expendable movies. For example, Michael Jai White.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked he was never in any of them.
Totally should have been in there.
He definitely should have been in it.
I'm gonna tell you
take out Terry Crews and put him in.
I'm gonna tell you, you could take Terry Crews. I'm gonna tell you also you could have took out Steve Austin.
You could have definitely took Steve out.
Stone Cold had no business in that movie.
And he really ain't do much in the first one. He really didn't. He barely had a speaking part.
Hey, they ain't need him in there. I like Stone Cold. Huge fan of Stone Cold, but he had no business in that movie. So I felt like that's one of the things that you should have earned your way in.
Surprised Steven Seagal wasn't in that movie.
Yeah, but Steven Seagal don't look like Steven Seagal no more.
You know,
Steven Seagal looked like Steven Seagal ate Steven Seagal.
Hell, they could have had. I mean, 50 Cent's a good actor. They could have put him in there.
No.
Yes, they could have.
50 Cent, for what? What would he been in there for?
Why not?
What movie? These are action movies. This is paying homage to action movie heroes or action movie stars.
Victor Ortiz was in the third one. Is he an action movie? No, he's a boxer.
You want to get loud and you want to raise your voice because you're upset.
I'm telling you. Victor Ortiz is a boxer. What was he doing in the movie anyway?
Okay.
Hell, I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is that they could have made it.
Makai Pfeiffer.
Thanks, Matt. And Matt says that Seagal hates Avi Lerner, so I guess that's the guy. So I guess he won't be in it. Look, all I'm saying is that you know there is there's a market for badass women. And a lot of women get slighted in some of these roles, like. When it comes to like heroes and action movies and superhero movies and stuff, they really don't. I mean, they don't even give it a chance, really. When it comes to a lot of stuff, they always got to play supporting, and it kind of sucks. I'm not gonna say kind of; it does. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know what? You know what? I kind of want to see. I want to see somebody remake Charlie's Angels.
They did that already,
but a better one. Because I feel
like three movies of that.
No, they only did two. I feel like if you're gonna do another, if I want to do another Charlie's Angels movie, I'm gonna put Gina Carano in, I'm gonna put Ronda Rousey in, And I'll put in Michelle Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez.
That seems like a good cast, right?
So Michelle Rodriguez tried to say some stuff, but I don't know if she said it. It was misconstrued, some of the stuff she said. She said it was misconstrued. I can't find the original, but I found her apology video. Apparently she said minorities need to stop stealing white roles. That's what she said.
No. She's right. She's right.
Listen. So she said this, and everybody know that I believe that I don't want to. I want to say maybe she's Hispanic. I don't want to. I hate to always say.
Did she say white people need to stop stealing minority roles, or
minorities need to stop stealing white roles from white people?
Oh, and she fucked up.
She said that. And I think part of the reason there was a rumor talking about her playing in the Green Lantern, I mean the Justice League movie as Green Lantern, which the character she was going to play isn't even a Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. It's a Power Ring. It's her character's called Power Ring. It's a evil version of Green Lantern, not called Green Lantern, from another Earth. But there was a rumor. There's been rumors Tyrese was going to play, and all these other people. One point it was The Rock. One point it was Idris Elba. Blah blah blah. But it was a rumor going out, and you take these things with a grain of salt. But so she had made some comments, and again, I don't want to misquote her, but apparently, according to other people in the responses, she did say that. I did see her apology video. Now, I just think that when it comes to comic book movies, you know, I have my opinions on certain things. I would like to see. I think there's enough characters of color where they could make movies for that, but just like Matt said in the chat, there's politics in casting and the way things are, and they look not just at comic fans when they do stuff, and they look at other things, and these movies are based upon and inspired by and not necessarily 100% carbon copy of those stories told. But I mean, let's be real. I mean, shit, I mean, nobody wasn't saying that shit when Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra. You know damn well Cleopatra ain't look like that.
Yeah, she really didn't. She did it. She did a good job, but it just wasn't for her.
Now Angelina Jolie gonna be Cleopatra.
Get the fuck out of here!
And Brad Pitt gonna be in the movie too.
Wait a minute. Now, who predicted this?
Predicted what?
That Angelina Jolie would be Cleopatra. You know who I'm talking. You know who I'm talking about.
Who did?
Paul Mooney.
Oh yeah, he said that shit years ago.
He said that.
Well, it has happened.
Angelina Jolie, Angelina Jolie gonna be Cleopatra.
That's shit. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make motherfucking Cleopatra. That you know damn well. How the hell she gonna be Cleopatra? That don't make no goddamn sense. That don't make no damn sense. Cleopatra, you mean to tell me this big lip bitch gonna be Cleopatra? That's the only thing they got right with
Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep gonna play Harriet Tubman.
The damn only thing. Next thing, that's right. They're gonna have Meryl Streep play Harriet Tubman. That's next. That is fucking
Sandra
next.
Bullock gonna play Madam C.J. Walker.
Sigourney Weaver is gonna be Oprah Winfrey. I'm telling you that. Not make this shit up. I can't make this shit up if I tried. I can't make it up. But
I can't believe it though. Like they really went through with that. Are they really going through with that?
Apparently, I mean. So the thing is that these days, just. It's whatever. I mean, this shit has been going on for years. As far as I'm concerned,
I'll go see it as long as it's rated R and it's not 4 hours long.
People, and the thing is this, it's not a black white thing. It's just a color thing where it's just things change. For example, I mean, it involves all different races. Black, white, where shit gets changed. Look at the Avatar Last Airbender movie. All those characters were based like in like Asian countries. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, Asia, yeah. And you know, and almost everybody in that movie, they even got the Asians in the movie, the people that were blatantly, I mean, not blatantly, but clearly Asian, the Fire Nation, they made them Indian. And then everybody else, they made Caucasian. Then they did the same thing with Dragon Ball Z, didn't they?
Yeah. The live-action Dragon Ball Z movie.
It's been going on for years, but the thing is this. As a comic book fan, I get tired of... I don't read comments. And then sometimes when I'm like a fool, I will scroll down a little bit too far, and then it's like, you know, they say about potato chips. You have one, you know, you can't just stop. And you hear people complain about, I can't believe they made this person black, they just said, you know, blah, 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 blah. Little shit.
Motherfuckers. Let me tell you something.
Cleopatra. I won't even finish reading The Catcher in the Rye for that damn line. How about and that's another thing too. Why is it that it's always got to be a separation when people talk about South Africa and Africa? If someone is from South Africa,
because South Africa is white, that's why.
No,
that's exactly why.
Well, you know Justin Gabriel's African American, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's from South Africa, and he's got American citizenship.
Wow.
So he's African American. But you let him tell it, he's South African American.
Let me tell you something. Going back to the whole race thing about movies and shit, I've never seen a single 007 movie. I damn well will go see one if Idris Elba played James.
I love Connery as James Bond. I love, there's quite a few, you know, movies. I love James Bond movies. My father raised me watching James Bond. Hell, I even watched James Bond Jr. cartoons when I was little.
They had that shit.
I think one of the only requirements one of the only requirements, and not really requirement, is that he be like from the UK or be British or something. And Sean Connery wasn't even that. Yeah. I think he was like Scottish or something. I don't know. But anyway, Idris Elba would be a badass fucking James.
Oh, he would be a motherfucker. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I mean, that if you have not seen Luther, watch his Luther. This man, he's been on The Wire. He can play so many different roles. It's scary. He's been in The Wire. He will do a phenomenal James Bond. Matter of fact, I saw a picture of I have it in my phone, but I don't have it on. Let's see if I can find it. But I saw a picture of him that somebody must have photoshopped or took from another movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, this James Bond found it. Oh my gosh, this dude, if he played James Bond. I watched this shit.
I'm telling you, I haven't seen a single James Bond movie, and nor do I plan to, but I'd see one if Idris Elba played it.
I think he would do an awesome job as James Bond. I really didn't watch. I've seen certain things that he's been in. Yeah, he was in Thor, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, at one point they were talking about him being Green Lantern. Look, I'm over that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just want to see – I'm a huge Green Lantern fan. I just want to see Green Lantern, period.
I heard Mekhi Phifer was going to be Green Lantern.
Oh, hell, his little short ass, no.
That's what I heard.
No, he's like 5'2". No, he ain't going to be no – it's like I don't know how tall he is, but – but yeah, Idris Elba, when he played Luther, if you get a chance, go on Netflix, go on wherever you gotta go, watch Luther. Luther is so good. I said Rage, just watch this one episode.
And this was on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Next thing I know, 2 days later, was it even 2 days? It wasn't even a full 2 days.
It was the next damn day.
You sat there and watched all three seasons, didn't you?
I sat there and watched all three goddamn seasons.
Once you start, you can't stop. Brilliantly put together show. They want to make a Surface talked about it on What Are You Reading? They want to make a Americanized version of it, bring it over. I hope they
don't do it.
They should just leave it alone, in my opinion. But you know, they're gonna.
I mean, they're doing too many show. They're doing bringing too many shows from the UK to the United States, and they're fucking it up. Like, I mean, the one example I'd say is like the Outlier is the slap, and it's the new show on NBC, and I mean, so far I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it. I mean,
that's the one with Sala from Heroes.
Well,
the dude that played, well, you probably don't know the show Heroes. He's the one that actually did the slap on the show. He played a Spot.
Oh, Zachary Quinto.
Yes, he played Spot.
Yeah, him. Oh, he's awesome. And this is a good cast of people, too. They got Thandie Newton. And, yo, Thandie Newton is so fucking, like, she is so sexy. For a woman her size and she's petite, like, she.
The H is silent, sir. But anyway, go ahead.
So, what is it?
Thandie Newton.
Thandie Newton. Oh, I always pronounce it as Thandie, but I mean, she can get it. She can get it. She you got her. You got Uma Thurman.
Did she play in what was the movie with Ryan Phillippe and Lorenz Tate and Sandra Bullock and came out years ago. Was she in that?
Uma Thurman.
Yeah. No.
Thandie Newton was in Crash, yeah.
I have a weird crush on Uma Thurman. You know how you see some people that kind of look like funny looking, but they kind of
doesn't have, look good anymore.
She has. Well, I mean, I'm talking about some of the older stuff. That's like what's her face from that plays on Blackish, played on Girlfriends, Diana Ross' daughter.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
It's certain times you see some pictures, and you're like, wow. Then sometimes you see it, you're like, she look like a chicken. But other times you see it, oh, her ass is so fat. Look, we got to move this on. I didn't realize what time it was. Let's take a quick break. We're going to get something to drink, whatever. Play a song. We'll come back, wrap this up with our public service announcements. Rage got some stuff, and then we'll be out of here. Sound good?
Sound great.
All right, so let's come back. Let's play this song. You know what? I'm sitting there talking. I'm muted. Well, I'm getting this song ready. What's your? Let's just go to PSAs and come back to it. What's your PSA for the week?
My PSA for the week is on Beyonce and how she needs to stop trying to be some. She needs to stop trying to be like out there because she's I saw her in a picture. Yesterday actually, and she had on this dress with blackface on it. Now, for those of you who don't know what blackface is, it's sort of like a racial image of a dude, you know, pitch blackface, big bulgy black and white eyes, some Joker hat on, and big red lips. It's basically like the stereotype of how, you know, blacks were perceived back then.
Bojangles,
pretty much. And it's ridiculous because Beyonce is black. She knows how racist this is. And yet she'll still wear shit like this to make herself seem edgy. And it's not working. It really, it's almost irritating. Like
she fuck her, Jay-Z, all of them.
She got it, yeah, really. Like,
and
yeah,
not even because of that, just because I'm just so tired of them too. Her and her.
Like people need to really stop kissing Beyonce's ass. Like she's not the shit, not anymore.
That's never
really
gonna happen. So don't even wait for that to happen. They got influence, and that's just the way it is. I mean, that's fine. Let them have their followers and make their money. I just get on my nerves when it comes to.
It's like a cult following.
The only people that
she just needs to stop being edgy, trying to be edgy, and trying to be like a major sex symbol.
Well, if it's gonna make her money, it's gonna make her money. The thing is that
talking about sucking dick.
They just
get the fuck out of here.
Well, clearly you're upset, so why don't we do this? We'll go ahead. Let's just go ahead and play this song, and we'll come back. So we'll be back in a moment.
Criminal. yeah, it is what it is, and that's how it go. Get treated like a criminal if crime is all you know. Get treated like a nigga if the niggas on your show. A public enemy to send an eye in the scope. My city like an island where you can't find a boat. And you wishing for a raft and praying that hope flows. Some real ethnic cruiser going down, no soap. Who looking for a chance? The real strong rope just to end it all here. Screaming, fuck the mayor. You see the faces at the bottom of the well clear. They act like I'm something to fear. Trapped in urban warfare, pulling triggers at a college career. Can't ignore the call of the wilders drawing them near. Tried to make fast money last, lost some years. Tried to laugh it off, still couldn't lose the tears. To the rules I will not adhere. Break the law, yeah.
Challenge mine, I'm sick of St. Valentine. I did the Valentine, so I got the style of rhyme. Seek repentance for spitting them sentences to senseless. Experience is the difference, you can't convince this. In a crime sense, niggas is infants. I'm like a senior citizen, still living but getting benefits. Put emphasis on hitting my nemesis in high percentages. Crooked ass cops is the reason for my belligerence. And it gets deeper than that. Remember nights I used to sleep with a gat, with a package of crack under my sneakers fat. These sneakers sat, it rained me, it took a week for that. Beat the rat, put your saying, look, he think he the man. Fuck y'all.
All right, everybody, we are back. About to wrap
damn,
the show
what
up.
What was that? Floor. I was feeling that. I was feeling that song. Wow.
Oh, The Roots.
Nice.
Yeah, The Roots, Criminal. Yeah, so we are back. We're about to wrap this up soon. I will I'll go ahead and tell you my PSA. public service announcement, and I will be quick about it, and then we can get Raging Machine. We'll plug, and we will get the fuck up out of here. Mine is parents who take their children everywhere. And,
oh my God. I gotta
as a parent, I got to say that there are certain places you just cannot take your child. It's understood with me and my wife that, you know, if we want to go to the movies, we can't find a sitter in a certain movie. We just don't go to the movies, period. But you have these trifling motherfuckers who are determined that they're going to take their children everywhere that they go. So, say for example, they want to see, someone wants to see a movie that's out. What's a rated R movie that's out right now?
50 Shades of Grey.
can you pick something else? We ain't got to talk about that again.
Run All Night.
Okay, so somebody wants to see that. They want to go to an 11 o'clock showing. Why did a movie theater even allow these children into the theaters? They got a 2-year-old, and I don't blame the child. You know, because children are going to be children, and they weren't meant to be in the dark and some cold movie theater, told to be quiet for 90 minutes to 2 hours while their parents sit up there and try to enjoy a movie they should never go to. Look, you laid down, you had those children, there are some sacrifices. So don't ruin it for everybody else. Put you in the same fucking category with the old people from last week. There's a time and place for you to go to the movie, and that clearly is not it. And that is my public service announcement. Trifling. That's some trifling bullshit, and you know it is. That's some trifling stuff. They want to get
you're right. You're right.
Be quiet. Why? And the movies will do it because they don't want to turn away that money. I want to know if these children even get charged. If they even charge these parents for these children to come in there.
Oh, but
they take up seats. They take a seat. I mean, yeah. You know, back years ago when they had that whole, you know, I hate to bring it up in this situation, but they had that that guy who went into the movie theater and shot it up.
Aurora.
I think, I don't know where it was. It might have been Colorado, I think.
Yeah, Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. So they said that it was children in there. I'll never forget, it was like a Wednesday or Thursday night, because this was like a pre-screening or whatever, or early release. A midnight showing of that Batman movie. Why there were children in there on a school night, I don't know. To midnight children. I ain't talking about middle school or high school or people that's going to sit still. You may be like, okay, they're a big fan, I'll do this for them, blah, blah, blah. You just won't go to school tomorrow. Hell, I didn't let my son go to school one day. I took him to a baseball game. By the time we got home, it was late. he had a dentist appointment anyway, so I was like, you know what? No school for you next day. It was fine. You may have do it when you, look, when we were young, I once I didn't have to go to school the next day and father took me to a wrestling event. You know, it happens. You're entitled to that. But to have these children out there at an adult rated, R-rated film, and your reason is because you just got to see it so bad. Well, maybe you need to think about your priorities, because you just gotten to see it so bad and have it so bad is why you got those children in the first place. I mean, come on now, because you can't control your urges and your needs, or what you consider a need. Anyway, I'm done. Rage Against the Machine, you're up.
All right, so to close this show out, I'm gonna talk about an ongoing problem that I've been having, and so I'll go to Broad Street in Broad and Market downtown North, and it's always at that corner that is always being taken up by just a gang of immature, loud ass, niggerish high school kids. And they take up too much. Like, they see people trying to get to where they're going, and they just stand there congregating, talking amongst themselves, acting like fucking fools. Basically, I think black high school kids take up a little too much space, is what I'm saying. They take up a little too much space, they are a little too loud, and they don't know how to fucking act. I'll give you an example. Black high school kids.
They're the only group that do this. Black ones.
Yeah, they're the only ones that do this. You expect white people to do this in Newark?
So you took up a lot of space?
No, I don't take up space. I'm not in high school.
No, but you were recently.
But I wasn't in Newark when I was in high school. So I was in Neptune, which means I walked home.
Okay, but you're not.
Is that a fat joke, AA?
Okay. So you're saying these people take up a lot of space because they're black?
No, they take up a lot of space because they don't know how to fucking act in front of public.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
I'm just saying, because you know you're so black, you're blue. So I'm just trying to figure out.
Oh wow, yo.
Has anybody seen Rage? I mean Rage.
I'm not as black as he makes it out to be.
You are. I mean, you are notorious B.I.G. black.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I mean, you side of the road black. You mean you're like the snow has been out for one week too many black. I mean, you're like Whoopi Goldberg's lips black. I mean, you're like blacker than black. So, how are you going to sit up there and say that they take up too much space? And you fucking up again with these Rages Against the Machine. And I got a lot of flack for it. I had to defend your ass for a whole week. So you got to explain yourself, Reach. And of course, you meted yourself again so you can go choke your monkey. Rage.
Like I was saying. So, I was on the bus ride home. Next thing you know, these kids just start rushing in, getting to the back of the bus, ironically. And they just start wilding the fuck out. They start talking loud. They start... Huh?
I'm sorry, Rage. Go ahead. It's just amazing how you mute yourself when
I didn't mute myself.
I didn't mute myself. Can you hear me?
I can now. I just heard do you have a bottle of lotion?
Shut the fuck up, Lee. They just rush to the back of the bus, ironically. Next thing you know, these dudes all of a sudden start taking off their belts. Mind you, there are girls in the back with them too. These girls start taking off their belts and start beating each other in the back of the bus. Like, they are beating each other's ass in the back of the bus with belts. Screaming and shit.
Oh, God.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead ass serious. It's ridiculous. These kids don't know how to fucking act in public. It's sad because those are the kids that are going to get the jobs with when they have no experience. Those are the kids that are going to get all the money they want to. They're going to get all the ass and all the pussy they want to. But somebody like me, somebody who's well-mannered, somebody who knows how to act in public, gets pushed down, gets shoved down for niggas like them. So,
but you do a disservice to, because you dress like Punky Brewster, though.
I don't do a disservice don't you to say anybody. I don't do a disservice to anybody by the way I dress. I dress the way I want to dress, just like everybody else.
But I think you make it a point to be seen.
I don't make it a point to be seen. I make it a point to be different. I make it a point to be an individual.
No, but you go out of your way to be an individual.
I don't go out of my way. And I'm just just naturally different.
No. That's far-fetched right there, what you just said.
So you think I'm just like I created this shit, which
absolutely.
I didn't.
Absolutely. I think your style is manufactured. I think you try to make it seem like You go out of your way. You say you're different.
I don't go out of my way. I am naturally different.
It's calculated. It's not natural.
It's not calculated. It is not calculated.
It's totally calculated because, I mean, you...
And those who know me and those who have met me will tell you...
You just wake up and... So when you go put your socks on, you don't think about it. You just grab any two socks and put them on. You don't say, okay, oh, wow, this is green. No. This is yellow. Wow. Just the very fact that you went and bought those green and yellow socks was intentional.
It was not green. It wasn't intentional.
All I'm saying is that you know what the issue was when I first met you. Why I couldn't stand your ass when I first met you. I'm gonna tell you why because I don't think I ever did on or off the air. Is because the very people that you criticize and ridicule and that you're so condemnatory and judgmental about, you do the exact same thing yourself.
I did not.
It's like looking in a mirror.
No, I did not.
It's all that it is.
I am nothing like these busted ass bum ass niggas.
But you look you dress like your
homeless. I am nothing like them. But I dress nothing like them.
You dress like a homeless person.
I dress like a homeless person?
You do.
Wow.
Bitch mad socks, tatted clothes, tight ass clothes, wow. Like a hand-me-down. Like it's look you dress,
I dress like
shit.
A homeless person.
You dress like the shit you found, or like that's all you can get. You do.
You're funny. You're
why
funny.
All your stuff so tight?
I'll be honest. For real?
Punky Brewster. Maybe the world is blind. Maybe they don't see.
Man, fuck y'all. Obviously the world is blind.
Hey, Ray, do me a favor. Do me a favor. I want you to listen to these lyrics, okay? Listen to the lyrics,
just
okay?
Just a little unkind. Don't know. Seems you can't be sure of anything anymore. Although you may be
you are an asshole.
Now,
you're an asshole, double.
I've seen you with makeup on.
You have not seen me with makeup. No, you haven't.
Have I seen pictures of you with fingernail polish?
I've
seen pictures of you where you have like wigs on your head or whatever.
Yes, I have. That was for Halloween. Halloween, though.
I've seen pictures of you. I see a picture of you now. I'm looking at where you got like.
Why are you in my Facebook?
You got black fingernail polish. You have a knife in your mouth. You have a cell phone case that looks like it's like a what's that show used to come on Adult Swim with the soda and the hamburger and stuff. Looks like
I haven't seen Hunger Force. That's not what it is. It's not what it is. But okay.
You got, you know, I mean, you look like a chocolate covered freak, and you want to talk about? I just don't get it. tell me this. No, so this is intentional rage. This is original. You laying on the ground with a knife and Kool-Aid like you're dead.
Totally intentional. And that wasn't Kool-Aid. That was fake blood. Totally fake blood.
And this was May of a couple of years ago. So this wasn't even something.
How many times are you going to fucking talk about this on the network?
No, I'm just saying because you're the freak. I know that's the name of the show, but I mean.
Yeah, but how many times are you going to fucking talk about that one picture? Because
you talk about this.
You talk about that one picture on the network.
Because you say this is not intentional. But then you just told me it was intentional.
Is this real?
Your nose ring and you got a lip ring? Is that like a staple in your mouth?
No.
You Photoshopped that in?
Photoshop. I don't even know how to Photoshop anything.
It says, it looks like you have a staple in your mouth and a nose ring.
I was very, very, very adventurous when I was little.
Adventurous? Yeah, that's called wanting attention.
It's not wanting
what
attention.
What it is. When you make a point to all this stuff,
I don't want attention.
Then why you put it on Facebook? It's pictures art. Of yourself, selfies,
It's art.
You mutilate yourself. What's the 666?
I don't mutilate myself. It's
you
art.
Have orange hair, purple
it's
hair,
art.
Green hair.
It's art.
Are those your fingers? It's like fuck you, son. Are these fingers? Are they sausages? Like I don't know what this is that you're trying to pull. This one right here with the wig on, you look like EJ, you look like Magic Johnson.
Oh, you fucked up.
You got
okay.
a wig on.
Eye Lee.
You got nail okay. polish. You look like
oh, Michael God. Yo, you like that EJ. Hurt. That hurt. That really hurt. that really
you
fucking
you
hurt.
Like EJ.
Fuck you, Lee. Close the show. Close the goddamn show, Lee.
All right, you fucking piece of shit.
Fuck you, Lee.
Yeah, it's about that time. Go ahead. Rach, do your plug.
You close the show, damn it.
Go ahead.
I did it last week. You do it this week.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please
piece
join the mothership.
Fuck you.
Be quiet, please. The mothership. Right. With AA, Pony T, and occasionally Surfer at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant EM Radio. Wednesday, we'll be here with Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. I don't forget, tomorrow is Surfer probably would love to plug this. Tomorrow is Free Pancake Day.
I'm going at
IHOP. Now Rage was bitching earlier today because he
I wasn't bitching.
He was upset because we talked that he thought that he's upset because they don't have the kind of pancakes he wants for free. And he thought it wasn't right. And I had to explain to him that when it's free, you know, you just take it. They don't have to do what they're doing.
Well, and that's fine. That's fine. I'll eat what they give me. That's fine.
But
I wasn't bitching.
I
wasn't complaining.
All right, let me get through this. Anyway, all right. So the rant tomorrow, 8 o'clock, with AA Tony C and maybe Surfer will show up. Not sure what's in the movies. 8 o'clock, right here, the mothership. Then Wednesday, we have Phil, Impact, Player, Rhea, and Dave, Mega Powers. They'll be with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. They'll be on the air at 9 o'clock. So listen to those guys. Awesome show. I don't know what the throwback is this week. Do you know what it is? They announced what the throwback was this week?
No, they didn't announce it.
Okay. All right.
They'll probably announce it probably tomorrow. If you follow the Turnbuckle Throwbacks group page, they'll announce their callback tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, so stay up to date. If you're not part of the Facebook page, please get on there. It's a lot of funny stuff on there, a lot of personality. You never know what's going to be posted. Plus, you can get updated on all the shows. Thursday at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., we have the Rexplex with Rex. And followed by at 9 p.m., we have Rant and Wrestling. Those shows will be coming on back to back. I believe Rex runs right up into it. So come check those guys out. All right. And then Friday, we may have a new episode of the Lex podcast. That's me and Lex got to get together and do a reunion show because I don't know how many years we hit since we were first at our first podcast. And Lex, if you're listening, I miss you, buddy. All right. Saturday night at 11 p.m., Wrestling CIS with host William Morgan and co-host Stevie Ray, I believe. So we'll
You're right.
Saturday, 11 p.m. Sunday, we come back with the Silver Surfer and Jordan Cobb for What Are You Reading podcast at 5 p.m. Now, I don't believe we have a pay-per-view coming up again until WrestleMania, right?
Till
Mania weekend. So stay tuned for Mania weekend for information on that. Double A's going to make some announcements about that. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm so looking forward to just I look forward not only to WrestleMania but the shows.
I agree.
I mean, I really do,
because it is like it's sort of like our All Star weekend where we all get together as one big weekend, and it is absolutely phenomenal where we can all just come together as one for the network. It is truly something special. And I suggest y'all turn into it. It kicks off Thursday night, March 26th, right here on Rant EM Radio. Also, Rant and Wrestling will have have a special live episode on March 19th. So you definitely want to check that out. And of course, also, we're always looking for new blood on this network. So,
but before we go there, we do want to say that next week, join Will Sweeney for That Alpha podcast at 7 p.m.
Oh, of course.
Right when that's done, this is a blockbuster on Monday nights. And right when that's done, you can go ahead and watch Monday Night Raw from 8 to 9. I mean, from 8 to 11, 11:15, 11:10-ish they go about. But, you're hanging out. And there's some great discussion. A lot of people, I don't know if some people may arrive in the chat thinking everybody's there, but there's usually a thread on a group page. If you want to join in and have that discussion, I know Pastor Sadell is usually there every week. A couple other people are there talking about what's going on in the show, and they comment right there on the Facebook group, so you can join in there. As soon as Raw is over at 11:15, you can join us again. Next week, we'll be back with Episode 3 of Freaks and Geeks. So and we're going to have a lot to talk about. Again, we don't touch too much wrestling, but we'll see, especially next week since Wiz Khalifa is going to be on there. We'll see what type of shenanigans shows up next week.
What kind of shit is that? What kind of message is WWE sending to the kids with this pothead, bum-ass fucking Wiz?
Well, let's see. Maybe we can get some Pokemon on there. And,
But yeah, the last thing, we're always looking for new blood on this network, so if you got the balls to podcast or if you don't want to contribute to the network, if you're good at blogging or article writing, just shoot up the boss man, Double A. If you can give us your email, that would be nice. Or
you know what?
Just shoot Double A a message. Add him on Facebook. Get in contact with him via the group page, and more than likely he'll respond back to you.
Leave a Skype message for him. Double A the Rant, all one word. Double A the Rant. I love how I think it was Sabrina used to say the rant. Oh my gosh, I'm so sexy. Oh my gosh. Anyway,
so that'll do it for us this week.
We done?
We're done.
All right, sir. Well, I want to thank you, Rage, for showing up, showing out, and showing your ass as usual.
And you're listening to the Rant.
Yeah, you hear that? Jesus.
Double A. I'm telling you right now.
Maybe you want to speak in tongues.
Maybe that needs to be on the intro. Look.
We got to get her to do that again.
Come on, Double A. Just talk to us for a moment. Because, the show wouldn't be possible without him.
1 o'clock.
I know, I'm just trying to make a point. But, just have Sabrina do, that should be your weekly intro. Just that sexy ass voice to open up the Rant each and every week. That would be nice.
See, Rage, you haven't been around long enough. She used to be in the intro.
Well, make it the intro again.
Whatever.
All right, we're done for the we're done tonight, folks.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming out and listen to us. If you haven't listened to us, listen to us on the download. Tell your friends about Freaks and Fucking Geeks, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Paper. Bye, bitches. I'll see you later.